/podcast episode 161, take one. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Janelle, joined by our lovely producers, Corelli and Sydney. This is our first episode back of 2024. Can you believe it? Another year.
It's past.
Wow! Let's go! I am pumped for this year. We haven't recorded in 2 weeks. I almost said 2 months. 2 weeks, and it feels like a long time. I'm a little rusty, not gonna lie. A little nervy of the recording. Also, I'm recording alone. Kendall is out of town still, so yeah, I'm here by myself. Well, not really by myself. I got my lovely producers. Hey,
we're here with you.
And I got Charlie. But yeah, we're really excited to be back for another amazing year of The Sesh. It was a great year last year, and it's only up from here, right, ladies?
That's correct.
That's correct. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling not the best because this keyboard is not connecting.
Oh, we
I'm
still
having
have
issues.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why, but things aren't working here. So we're starting off the year great. For some reason, our keyboard won't work. Do we really need the keyboard? Yeah, we probably do. If we need to look things up.
Yeah.
Can't look anything up today.
Okay, well, guess we're
going to be using our trusty brains today.
Trusty brain. My brain was off for 2 weeks straight. I turned my brain off.
Yeah, mine's activated by coal. And so, like, you know, like, it's like a train, and we're really slow. We've been really slow.
Yeah, it's still rebooting my brain. I had to start her up this morning. It was rough, but here we are. Yeah, we had a great break. I did a lot of... Oh, also, I'm sitting on this side of the booth today because when I'm recording by myself and sitting on that side, because Corelli and Sydney are also on that side, so to see them, I have to look over there. And every time I'm recording by myself, I'm noticing like half the episode, I'm just looking over there. So I figured I'll sit on this side so I can see them easier since I'll be talking to you guys most
of
the time.
And you won't have a kink in your neck.
A kink in my old neck.
Yeah.
I had a really bad kink in my neck last night, actually, because we have it on our walls of our house. The previous people who lived there had these stupid frame things way up high by the ceiling, and we had to get them down, and John was on a ladder, and I kept like spotting him, and I was literally looking like this for like 2 hours yesterday. It was hurting real bad. John almost died on the ladder, but he didn't. Still here. Tell the damn story. It was a little sketch. Ladders are scary. I give people props who use a ladder.
Yeah.
If you're a painter or a roofer.
Yeah, I was going to say my dad's a roofer. And
scary.
Dude, growing up, like, I wouldn't work with him, but I'd be on the roofs with him sometimes.
You weren't on the roof? On someone else's roof?
Yeah. Or like it wouldn't be like his. Like, it'd be like, if we were like working on like a friend's roof or something, not like an actual, you know what I mean? Like, it was scary. And sometimes he'd like make me get up there to like help him. And
oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. Mexican parents.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Mexican parents. My dad was very much like, you need a, he's like, oh, another thing too is I always had the, I don't know what it's called in English. The imán to pick up the nails and stuff. The magnet
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
To pick
yeah.
up the nails. So that was my job growing up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On the roof?
No, on the floor.
Oh, yeah. I give people props to that. Looks fucking scary.
It's one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Oh, I believe it for sure.
Yeah.
And so is crabbing.
Crabbing?
I watched a TikTok on that a few days ago.
Got like me thinking. Semen?
Semen?
Like people
seamen.
At sea?
Yeah, that is a word, huh? Seamen. Men at sea.
Men
people
at sea.
Yeah, like what's that one show? Deadliest Catch?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
oh,
I used to love that show.
Really?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I hate
it was
that
just
show.
Drama filled. Why?
Because I have a weird fear of water and fish.
Yo. Oh.
No, dude, I know.
You know
yes.
that TikTok?
Dude, okay.
All oyster crawlers. You know what I'm talking about, Sydney?
Oh, no. My God, dude. One time, they came. One of those videos came up when I was, like, in bed ready for sleep.
Are they scary?
Maybe not scary to most people, but just the idea of being at sea and there's a huge storm and the boat like drowns in the sea because of the waves.
Yes.
But why is it making that noise?
It's a song that they like always use with like the videos on TikTok. I'm surprised you've never seen it.
No.
You have what's it called?
Water phobia.
Yeah, but there's like an actual you can't type over there.
We can. We fixed it.
Oh, you
it.
Can?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it got fixed?
Yep.
Yep. Aquaphobia.
No, thalassophobia.
Thalassophobia?
I don't even know that's how you pronounce it. Is the persistent and intense fear of deep bodies of water.
That's exactly what I have.
But we need to teach you how to swim.
Thalassophobia.
Yes. Thalassophobia.
Yeah, no, and honestly, that's on my list for this 2024 okay. year. Yep. And again, it's not like I cannot swim. I can like paddle once or twice, but then I start freaking out. You know what I mean?
Like, can you,
I can't float.
Like, can you tread water? Like, keep yourself up?
No.
I'll teach you how.
Okay. Okay.
That'd be fun. We go to the rec center. We yeah. teach Crelly swim lessons.
I'm so down.
That'd be fun.
It really would really be. Fun. I honestly, I think it's an essential skill to know.
It is a good skill to know.
Yeah.
You never know when you might need to not drown.
To swim. Exactly.
You know?
No. And that's honestly one of my other biggest fears is drowning. I used to have lots of dreams about drowning.
That's scary.
Yeah.
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 One of my fears is like being tied to something that's really heavy, like a cinder block and being thrown in the water.
Ooh.
We just planted that new fear. New fear unlocked.
Unlocked. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna dream about that tonight. Thank you.
Anyways, we have great show for you guys this week. A lot of different topics that we're gonna go over. We're also gonna be going over our ins and outs. I know that's like a big trend starting off the new year. It's kind of like New Year's resolutions, but better, I think. A little more fun. So we're gonna take turns talking about that. And then we have some updates in general. About some topics that we talked about last year, specifically the 8 passengers and a few other fun little stories for you guys. So buckle up. It's going to be a grand old time. But yeah, as recap of the last 2 weeks, I was kind of a piece of trash for a lot of those days. Kind of just rotting, if you will. I was rotting a lot.
But it was well deserved.
Yeah.
This last year. It was a very busy year. It was a very intensive year.
Yes, yes.
And you deserved every minute of rot.
Thank you. So did you.
Thank you.
You guys worked your asses off. We all deserved a good rot.
Yeah.
And boy, did I. I went skiing once. That was fun. Had a good holiday. Nothing too crazy. My mom came and visited. But other than that, I did a lot of rotting. Oh, Maggie went to the ER. This is a story for y'all. Oh, okay. So it was like last weekend or something. I don't remember. About a week ago, a little over a week ago. She was walking really weird. And if you guys don't know, I think I've talked about this before, but she has back pain, lower back pain. We don't really know exactly what causes it, but sometimes she has flare-ups.
And her sciatic nerve.
I don't know what it is. Poor little sciatic nerve. I don't know. It's something to do with her spine, I'm pretty sure. But anyways, so she was walking weird and we thought that it was like another flare up. So we gave her some medicine, some pain medicine, turning around really quick and like licking at her butt, just picking at her butt. And so I was like, let me just check her little booty to make sure nothing's going on. So I lifted up her tail. Oh, it was so disgusting. Her little butthole, well, right next to it, had like this giant deep purple bump on it, and it was like pus and blood. Yeah, this is like very
ew.
Gross. So if you don't want to listen to it, skip forward. But I was like, holy shit, that is something's wrong with her ass.
Was it broken?
What?
The cyst?
Skin?
Yeah.
It was not, I mean, something
was oozing?
It was oozing. But she's also really furry, so I couldn't really see, and she wouldn't let me. Like, yeah. I would try, and she'd be like, you know, cowering away. But I just knew something was wrong. So we took her to the vet and took her to the ER vet and they took one look and they're like, yep, pretty sure it's a ruptured
anal gland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because little dogs and cats, I don't know about other animals, but I know dogs and cats have anal glands next to their little booty holes where whenever they go to the bathroom, they express scents from their anal glands that like,
which is why dogs do that little kicking thing.
Yep.
After they're done pooping.
Yes. And that's why dogs will like smell each other's butts.
Mm.
It's like their way to communicate and leave their scent when they go to the bathroom. So, and I feel like a lot of people know who have dogs, like you get their anal glands expressed, like at the vet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's for this reason, but it can happen sometimes where it gets clogged and
no expression was happening.
And then because it was clogged, it started getting infected. And, you know, your body's trying to fight off an infection, but it has nowhere to go. So it started swelling up and then got to the point where it like erupted, they said, which is so sad to think about. I felt so bad for her. So she was so miserable. And I asked them, like, how fast did this happen? Because it's like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, a few days it can like turn into this. So anyways, we took her in and she had to get a little surgery. She had to be like sedated, not like under full anesthesia. You all right there, homie?
Yeah. Sorry. I swallowed wrong.
You swallowed wrong?
My own spit, yeah.
Dude, that's the worst. I chug on my spit all the time.
Oh my God.
It's embarrassing.
Well, I'm dying over here because Cindy and her fucking edamame.
Cindy has a bag of frozen edamame because she's hot. We don't really know what's going on.
I'm not sure. I'm having
an episode.
An internal episode.
She's having, we think it might be like anxiety related or something.
Yeah.
But she's really hot.
I think it's because I drank coffee.
You said you only had like a few sips.
I know, but remember I told you the other day it's been like weird. I can't handle it. I'm too old.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? Are you okay?
Hello? Corelli!
Oh, my God. That sounded really scary.
She's like throwing up.
Oh my God, this poor child. I feel so bad for her. Okay, we need to go check on her. We'll be back in a sec. Did you swallow? Did you choke on your You choked on your spit again?
I don't know what happened that time. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Corelli.
I tried breathing in and it got stuck.
Are you okay? You need some water?
That's how I felt this morning with the haichu when I was driving
here.
Yeah,
tell him about the haichu.
It was literally the exact same situation, but I was driving and it's snowing here and I had a high chew on my way in and I started coughing and then I was like couldn't breathe and I was like, fuck, you gotta focus because it's snowing.
You're driving.
I was like, what, this is a way that someone could die. Like,
yeah, I've thought about that. What happens if you choke while you're driving?
Dude, I've thought about that too.
That's like a lot. I was like, shit, this may be it.
Sorry, I'm good.
Oh my God, I feel bad for you. You're all right.
No, it's fine. It happens a lot.
Oh,
I don't know how to breathe.
Okay.
It's interesting day back.
Yeah, I think we're back.
Our bodies are having a visceral reaction
yes.
to us working. Like,
literally, I was okay.
That's probably what it is.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Sorry about that. What were you saying?
No, you're good. I was talking about Maggie's butthole. Maybe that's why you're coughing.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Like, once I got over there, I started thinking about her butthole, and then it started making me gag.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah, it was gag-worthy. I don't have any pictures of the actual incident. But anyway, she went and had to be sedated, and they had to clean out her little booty, basically. And she had a cone on her head, and she was under a bunch of medications, and she was actually, I've never seen her this sad. Usually, she's very happy and excited to live life, and she was so depressed looking and sad. It made me feel horrible for her, but she's doing better now, luckily.
Poor baby.
So yeah, I went to the ER for that. Then I watched a ton of fucking TV, man. I watched Vanderpump Rules.
Yep.
Which I didn't know what was going on with that show, but I just always heard people at the office talk about it, people online talk about it. And so I watched the latest season of Vanderpump Rules, which was very confusing at first because I didn't know who anyone was, but then once you get a grasp on it, it's juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man, it's juicy. And when's the new episode or new season come out?
The 30th.
Yeah, 30th.
Yes. Can't wait for that.
We should have watch parties.
We should.
Yes.
What days of the week do they come out usually? Do we know?
Let's see.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday. One of those days, probably. But yeah, that show is so dramatic.
Tuesday.
And I am into it. So now I'm starting from season one of that. I also continued watching Below Deck, working my way backwards. I do that a lot with shows for some reason.
Wait, what was the second one you said?
Below Deck?
No, the other show that you're on the first episode.
Oh, I'm on the first season of Vanderpump.
Oh, okay.
Because I watched the most recent and then I'm starting from the beginning now.
Right. Okay.
Scandoval, man, that shit is whack.
I'm not there yet. I started from the beginning last year.
Okay.
And I got to like season 5. And then I kind of just dropped off because
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So I started the newest season, season 10.
I was going to say, yeah, just jump to that.
And then
that's what I've been saying.
I think I'm going to go back eventually, but like at this point, like the first few seasons are so spicy. It also aired in 2013. So like put that into perspective to like the drama and everything. And it's so nostalgic and it's so fucking funny. But yeah, I'm really excited for this new season.
I can't wait for you. Like, where are you in this season?
I am like 3 or 4 episodes in.
Okay. It gets really good after like 5.
Okay, I was gonna say they just had the opening, or not like the not the opening, but like the family opening of the Tom's restaurant.
Okay, yeah. Wait till they go to Mexico.
Yes.
Are you guys caught up on Salt Lake City?
No.
You need to. Actually, you need to.
Okay.
Fucking spicy. Like, it's good. Really? Yes. Go back to Jen Shah. It's really, really good. It's really,
like,
really
in jail?
Well, something happens. You need to watch it.
Does she, like, appear on?
No. But something happened with someone there to get Jen where she's at.
Oh, my God. I have to watch. Yeah, because I watched, like, the first 6 episodes of this new season, and I like forgot about it a little bit.
You know, it's really good though.
It's good. That new chick's crazy.
Monica?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just you need to watch it because it has to do with Monica.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll add that to my list.
Yeah.
But now I have a lot of shows. See, you know me. I don't do well with tons of shows. Now I got 3 shows I got to freaking watch.
I was proud of you.
You should be proud of me. I almost, this is so sad, I almost started Jersey Shore again.
Oh my God.
I'm proud of you, though.
Thank you.
Because you watch it every single year.
At least twice a year.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? New year, not new me. Same show. New year, same show. But no, I'm out of my comfort zone, ladies. Okay?
That's good.
Challenge yourself.
I started watching Sister Wives.
Oh, yes.
And it's not my favorite show. I'm not going to lie. It's like juicy, but like not my favorite. It's like, I like the spicy drama.
I want bitches to throw down.
I want Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
I love Bad Girls
Club. I never watched that, but I heard it was wild.
Oh, it's wild. It is. I wish I was a bad girl.
Like that would come on.
You
randomly.
Are a bad girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, once you get into a little bit more into Vanderpump, it's going to get insane. I literally watched that season, like this most recent season, like 5 times now.
The reunion episodes are insane.
Those are my favorite episodes. I love reunions.
They're insane.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite quote to come out of the reunion, which I won't give any details as to like the background of, my favorite quote to come out of it is,
James,
go fuck yourself with a fucking cheese grater, you fucking bitch.
Who says that?
You have to watch and find out.
Okay, there's this one. I'm not sure when he says it, but James Kennedy, he's like,
he's a crazy ass.
He's like, Tom, he's like, you're a mustache.
You're a worm with a mustache.
You're a worm with a mustache.
He kept saying it like 15. How did you know that? Did you see like a clip of it or something?
Yeah, and also like James Kennedy is just like so quotable.
He is very, he literally over and over again is like, you're a fucking worm with a mustache.
You're a worm with a mustache.
It's so funny. If you have no idea what we're talking about, then I'm sorry. But if you want something good to watch, watch the latest episode of Vanderpump Rules.
I'd be surprised.
Quite juicy.
Because I feel like we're late to the Vanderpump
party. We definitely are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like most people know what this is.
Yeah.
Great reality TV, though. Did a lot of binging, a lot of napping. What? Hit me with your guy. Oh, you guys, did you watch The Golden Bachelor?
Yes, I did.
You didn't watch it?
No.
The wedding? That's a no. Okay, got it.
No, I have beef with The Bachelor. It's not my cup of tea. I don't like it. It's so boring to me.
Okay.
But it looked like a cute wedding.
It was a sweet wedding.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
It was very sweet. Gary made me cry because he's just a little baby boy Gary. But then I thought to myself, remember his scandals that he had that we talked about? Remember he was like, was being accused of
lying or whatever.
Yeah, and then he was like, I don't have time for that. I'm happily to be engaged.
He's like, that negativity is too much for me right now.
But yeah, Gary and Teresa got married on live TV on January 4th. It was beautiful. They had 150 guests.
They had millions of guests.
Do you see all the flowers and all the...
Yes, that's what I kept thinking. Gosh. Like, dude, that must have cost a fortune.
Oh my, yeah.
And flowers are so expensive.
Sending them to Italy, too.
Does ABC pay for it?
Oh, yeah. Well, they paid for this one because it was televised.
Aired. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was officiated by Susan, who was one of the contestants on The Golden Bachelor.
That's interesting.
It is.
Hmm. She's like a... She officiates weddings...
on the side?
Yeah. It's like she's...
Oh. I do not know. It's good.
What's the word? I can't think of the...
An aficionado. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not...
Efficient. But...
An officiant. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, but I thought the...
a priest.
Yeah, officiant's like
not religious. Not religious,
yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute. They had like a little bachelorette party for Teresa, and all the ladies took like, I don't know how to pronounce this,
boudoir.
They did a boudoir shoot, so that was really cute. She looked very sexy. They all looked amazing. Good for them.
It was like an honor of
titties out.
The way she came out of the limo very first, because when she came out, she like pretended that she was naked.
She had like a robe on, right?
Yeah, and then she like opens it.
Because it was her birthday suit. Because it was her birthday. They had strippers. Mm-hmm. They had some Chippendales dancers.
They're all over them.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they were. I would be too.
Actually, one of them is from Double Shot at Love. Remember that?
Oh my
God. You guys probably never watched that.
No, I never watched that.
It was like
that.
A spinoff from Jersey Shore, kind of. Not really, though. So yeah, now they're happily married. They're going to Italy for their honeymoon, and that's it.
Best of luck to this best newly of luck married couple. They're beautiful together.
They are. They're very adorable.
Yep.
Except for it made me sad because they kept saying things like I'm talking about however much time we have left,
even if
it's just a few years or whatever.
That.
I was like, oh my God, stop.
Don't bring that energy into the world.
Teresa's like, we won't be around or something like that in like 50 years. Yeah. Or something like that. I was like, what the heck?
And what is the thing you must always, their thing they ended off with? Don't stop believing.
Yep. That's their
don't
saying.
Don't stop believing. Yeah, it was cute. But other than that, not much else to report. I think the new Bachelor starts soon, though.
Have they announced?
Which I probably will be skipping out.
Yeah.
I probably will not be watching because I don't care enough.
Have they
I've
announced
got more
the
important things. Yeah, they announced. I don't know who he is.
No,
dude.
He's random.
Is he a rando?
I think so. Let me.
Is he Golden?
No. I'll keep watching Golden.
Bachelor. Yeah, I've watched Golden again.
Yeah.
But the other ones, I'm just like, eh, whatever. Mm. What'd you guys do over break? Anything exciting?
My break was pretty mellow for the most part. I spent the holidays with my mom, my family, down south.
Nice.
We made tamales, which,
those look
okay,
good.
Dude, I really wanted to share with you guys, but I got home and I thought my mom gave me enough to share because I busted my ass making these tamales.
Yeah.
She gave me three of each.
Rude.
And I was like, wow. Like, I even told her, I was like, I want to share with people. I went back to the house because I had to get going. And I just grabbed the bag that she told me was mine. I didn't check it before I left. Get home. And I'm like, I'm going to have a tamale. I had three tamales. And I'm like,
dang it.
So I had six because I have three de rajas, which is basically just cheese and jalapeno. And then the sweet ones were pineapple. And
I've never had a tamale.
Dude, really?
Ever.
Okay, I'm gonna okay.
It's embarrassing, honestly.
It's a pain in the butt to make them.
They're so hard to make. Like, kneading the masa literally took us, and we did like shifts. It literally took us like an hour. Because
really?
You're like, you have to like knead. Forever and ever and ever. And
what is it, like a corn thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's a corn it's masa. I don't
dough
know.
Kind of?
Yes. So it's like a powder, and then you add like water and whatever
gotcha.
Else to it.
Okay.
I will say though, these were not vegetarian, because we used like the meat juice.
What's like traditionally in them? Meat.
Yeah, like yeah. Pork.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But
they technically weren't vegetarian because there was beef broth in it.
Yeah.
I still ate them because I'm not gonna not
you
eat
do
them.
Do whatever you want.
And
it's a damn free country.
It's a damn free country.
That's right.
And then I also made vegan menudo, which I.
Now, what is that?
That is it's a soup.
Ooh,
it's a traditional like Mexican
bomb.
Soup.
Oh.
Traditionally, it has it's like a red base, like chili base.
Okay.
It has tripe, pig's feet,
oh.
Hominy, mm-hmm. and I think that's it. Maybe there's another meat in there, but obviously I'm not a big fan of any of that. Even before, like I didn't eat as much meat. Like
yeah.
I just wasn't a fan of it.
Yeah.
So it has a really distinct smell when it's cooking.
Yes.
And it's.
It's, yeah,
I
it's
think
a
it
very
smells
meaty
bad.
Smell. So I made it with mushrooms. I used snow mushrooms and king oyster mushrooms.
Mm, yum.
And I'm the only one in my family that doesn't eat meat. Everyone mm-hmm. is very much a meat eater.
Yeah.
So I only made like a little bit.
Gotcha.
And it actually tasted really good. I'll have to make some again because that one was really easy to make and it was really fast. Menudo usually takes like all day to cook.
Yeah.
This literally took me like an hour. So I will make stuff
soup.
And bring it
I
to you guys.
I fucking love soup.
Yeah, yeah it's
That's
really,
so
really good.
Good.
But the tamales, I'm sorry. I really wish I would have shared
it's
with
okay.
you guys.
It's okay.
I
I would have eaten them all too. They're
sounds
hard.
Good.
Like, yeah. I feel like if you have them, it's hard not to eat them.
No, it's true.
Because you only, like, at least, like, kind of, I think what you were saying, you only have it, like, once a year, too.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I want to, okay, there's a recipe for vegan or, like, vegetarian masa. Mm-hmm. But I want to try it, but it's just, like, I don't know if I really trust it because you need the fat from the lard to, like, really, really, like, you know, get the dough to the right consistency.
Yeah.
But I made that, and my mom's husband was, he's very adventurous with food, which I love. And, like, I've showed him kombucha and, like,
oh, cool.
things that I drink, and he loves the kombucha.
Oh, cool.
Like, he's very, like, open.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so I was making the noodle, and he's like, interesting. And I was like, yeah, I was like, please be honest. Like, what do you really think? And he's like, no, it doesn't taste like menudo because it's not.
Yeah.
But it has the same, like, texture.
Sure.
Because there's this mushroom. It's called snow mushroom. I'll put a picture of it, and I'll put a picture of what I made. And it looks like tripe. It literally looks like.
Dude, mushrooms are such a good
versatile
meat alternative.
Oh, they're so good.
Like, oyster mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut those and use them as, like, scallops.
Yes, mushrooms are the future.
Huh.
The king oyster mushroom, because those are, like, the big, big ones. Mm-hmm. It literally had, like, that. It had, like, the porousness of meat.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, I don't know, it just was, it was really good.
It sounds so good.
Yeah.
It Fuck, was now really I'm good. Hungry.
You know, me too.
Dude, you know what I love? Enoki mushrooms. Those, like, long, little skinny. They look like noodles.
I've never had them before. How do you eat them?
You can do it. You can put them in soup. You can, like, saute them with sauce and stuff.
Okay.
But they're just, like, they don't really have much flavor, so they kind of, like, absorb whatever flavor you're cooking them in, but mm-hmm. it's the texture that's, like, so fun to
Ooh.
Eat. They're, like, kind of crunchy, and they, like, kind of look Ooh. Like noodles.
Yeah. I want to try that.
Oh, good.
And then, let's see. After that, my Christmas was really, it was pretty quiet. It was really nice having, you know, some family time.
Yeah.
And then after that, I went to Decadence this year.
Nice.
It was fun. Skrillex ring in the new year.
Nice.
We're back in 2014.
Yeah, I was going to say that's such a throwback.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. He obviously played Nice Sprites and Ugly
Scary Spirits and Nice Sprites?
Yep.
Scary Spirits.
Dude, I used to... I used to bump that fucking song in high school, like,
all the time. Mm-hmm. See, I was never really a Skrillex fan. And
I liked Skrillex back in high school.
And, like, I like him now. I mean, he still comes up with a lot of new music.
Yeah.
And whatever. And it was really great. Subtronics. I love
Dude,
him.
Dude, remember Flux Pavilion?
Yes. I remember.
I love me some Flux Pavilion.
Flux Pavilion.
Yes. But, yeah, that was fun. It was pretty low-key. I don't know. It's a fun time to get dressed up.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think I got the Wook flu.
The Wook flu.
Because it was really cold that night, and I scooted home from the venue. Because a couple things. First, I ended up leaving a little bit early. Second, Ubers were just taking way too
long.
Oh,
I'm sure, yeah.
And I, like, don't live terribly far.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna get home sooner if I just do this.
Yeah.
It was freezing. Like, I thought I was gonna lose my fingers when I
Dude.
Got home. Yeah, that was
I'm
fun.
Sure you didn't have, like, a jacket or anything either.
No, I had my patch. I literally was wearing a dress and just, like, my pashmina. And that's literally
Oh my gosh.
Wait, you walked all the way home?
I scooted on a scooter.
Oh, when you said scooted, I was like,
on her
sat
ass.
On your butt.
Yep, I scooted.
Oh god.
Nice.
Yeah, that was
nice.
Fun. And then watch a lot of TV.
Took some naps.
Took lots of naps. Did a lot, like, made a lot of earring stuff that I have
fun.
Yet to post, of course.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then that's pretty much it.
Do you have any shows? No. What is, like, the
markets?
Markets. Do you have any markets lined up?
I haven't really looked, honestly. I've just been really busy.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna do First Friday next month.
Oh,
in the Santa Fe Art District.
Oh, fun.
I usually sit, go out there with my friend. I haven't done it in the last few months, but I might do that this in February because it's, like, Valentine's Day, and I'll have, like, a bunch of, like, not Christmas, Valentine stuff.
That'll be cute.
Yeah, but I tried to, like, prioritize that during break. I didn't. I literally, I
It's okay. You gotta take a break.
Yeah. I
take a damn break.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I'm glad to be back. It's kind of nice to get back into a routine. I feel like I was kind of going a little stir crazy.
Yeah, I was kind of like, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I went to bed so early most nights because I was like, I don't know what to do.
I'll just go to bed.
Literally went to bed so late.
Really?
Like, and then I was like sleeping in. This is embarrassing to like 11.
Dude, me too. Like, I was sleeping in so late. I got so much sleep. Like, I feel like I overslept like the entire break.
Because now I'm like, I mean, I still could sleep that much, but I don't know. I'm like, I'm all messed up.
Yeah. Really?
Because I just, I got out of my...
Your schedule, your habits.
Yeah, and it was great, though. I was like, you know, what was it? On Tuesday last week, I woke up and I was like, oh, wow, this is so, you know, don't have to work. And then I kept feeling that way, but then I started to get nervous. I was like, oh, God, two more days, one more day. And then I was in such a bad rut of like going to bed late, waking up late.
Yeah.
Having some beverages and not realizing. Just watching TV and having some drinks kicks you.
Yeah, didn't Jared come home from work and he's like, what are you doing?
Yep.
And you're like, oh.
It was so bad because Jared got home and he's like, and then I had like another one. But at that point, I was like stumbling over my words almost.
Oh my God.
I went to bed early that night.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Passed out on the couch, but.
Just chilled.
Yeah. Yeah.
So work is good for me because, you know.
I know. Same. I'm like, I feel like I have no purpose if I'm not working.
Totally. You know what I mean? Completely agree with that.
I'm like, what am I
like, what am I doing?
What am I doing?
And like, I can only clean my fucking house so many times. I was like, well, guess I'll clean my house. And then I'd like go and clean it. And then 2 days later, I'd be like, well, I guess I should clean my house again.
Dude, that's so true. I feel that so hard because during this break, I've never had my place cleaner than I've had it. Like,
that's nice.
It was so nice because I would wake up and I'd be like, what am I going to do today? Probably nothing. Let me just do the dishes and vacuum and pick up some things. And I tried decluttering. I didn't. I brought more things in.
Yeah.
I did a lot of thrifting over the break.
Nice.
I'm going to show these boots.
They're so cute.
Dude,
I love them.
I got them at Goodwill the other day.
Oh, really?
They're Uggs.
What?
Here, let me show
them. They're Uggs?
Yeah. They're Uggs.
They literally have like no tread. Let me put my
glasses on for this.
They have no tread. Like they're brand spanking new.
Oh my God. I didn't know those were Uggs.
They're Uggs. They're really cute. Like they're brand new.
Damn. How much were they? Cute.
$15.
Dude, that's so slay.
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 And they're so cute. And like I love the little like.
Heel.
So yeah, I did a lot of thrifting.
Nice.
I did catch up on like art stuff and like I did a lot of like craft days by myself.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Again, glad to be back though.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you all had a good break. But we're happy to be back. Okay, so one of the things that we wanted to do, like I said, was talk about our ins and outs of the year. And I want to hear what your guys' ins and outs are. So leave them in the comments and it'll be a great little time. I think they could, be a good inspiration for others as well. So I guess I'll start and then you guys can go. I'll start with my ins. One of my biggest ins for 2024 is moving my body more because I am very sedentary a lot of the time. And I want to change that. And so I want to have some sort of physical activity, whether that's quote unquote working out, like traditional working out, or just going on a walk or doing yoga or doing fitness martial, because I did that.
I love fitness martial.
It's fun.
I did that yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fun. And it's like gets your heart rate up.
Mm-hmm. I was sweating when I was doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one I need to show you too.
Or another channel.
Another dancing channel. Like
Send it to me. Yeah, so that's kind of what I want to do. John and I, because John belongs to a gym, and I would love to go to a gym, but I know myself so well, I will never go to an actual gym. Like, the thought of coming home from work and then going to a gym just sounds fucked. So,
yeah,
I give people so major props who do that, but we've been looking on Marketplace to get, like, a treadmill or something just to, because I just want to, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, the time you spend sitting on your ass scrolling TikTok and watching TV, you could be doing that just walking.
That's true.
And how I could just go downstairs, go on the treadmill for 30 minutes, walk, because eventually I'd like to start running as well. My parents are big runners. My dad's been running for like literally his whole life, and he runs multiple times a week, and it's so good for him, and he loves it. And I want to do that, but it keeps you young. I hate it though. Like every time I've tried to be like, I'm going to become a runner. I'll do it for like 2 months, and it never gets better. People are like, oh, you have to get your stamina up, and it gets better, and then you get the runner's high. That has never happened to me. Like, I've never experienced a runner's high in my life. I've experienced a runner's die.
I'll high and then I'll go running.
Yeah.
I'll get high and then I'll go running.
Yeah. But yeah. I would love to be able to get my stamina up.
I had to tell you guys this really quick. I signed up for the 5K again.
When is it?
Next month. So
we can train with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
good
like,
for
oh
you,
my God.
Sid.
I did it like later in the evening, and I was like, I'm just going to sign up. So
good for you.
I know. But I'm terrified because I didn't like train last time.
Yeah, and you still did it.
Yeah, but I was in so much pain. Like afterwards, getting through the airport, don't think I could have done it without Jared's help. And I don't think he's coming this year. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll see. I should have thrown that out there.
Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah, that's one of my big ones. My other one is drinking more water. Some of this is like so like not unique at all, but I need to drink more water just in general because sometimes I'm really bad at that. My third one is not judging, which I do think overall I like to think at least that I'm a pretty non-judgmental person, but I feel like you could always be better at that. And I want to work on not judging myself and not judging like others for whatever they're doing or what they're not doing or whatever. So that's just something I want to continue to work on. And then my other thing that I really want to start doing is doing more like mindfulness. So whether that be in meditation or just being more mindful throughout the day, manifestation, all that type of stuff I would like to work on. I used to be really good at that and I fell off hard. And I feel like when I was doing that, especially when I was like meditating and stuff, it was so good for me. So I'd like to get back into that. I want to keep my car clean. You guys don't know this about me, but my car is typically a complete disaster. There is shit all over the place.
Relatable.
Literal human shit. I'm just kidding. No, but there's also like relatable. Trash everywhere. Shit in my driver's seat.
Yeah, I shit in my car. Yeah.
Charlie shits in it. It's fine. No, but there's like trash everywhere. Like I'll go to a drive-thru and I just throw the trash on the ground. Like not food, but like straw wrappers and napkins and like
receipts.
Random receipts. Yeah. And like if I bring a sweatshirt and it ends up in my car smell, it'll stay in my car for 6 months. Like,
yes.
Yep.
So I just want to try and keep my car clean because it's very annoying. Let's see. I want to incorporate eating more healthy foods. This doesn't necessarily mean taking away non-healthy foods, but just adding more foods that are healthy. Eating more veggies and stuff. What else? I would like to go skiing like 5 times this year just because I have a pass and I want to make sure I use it. And I have a few other ones on here, but like, I mean, I don't need to share them all. But the other one, my last one is, which is kind of a big one, but figure out what to do about my wedding. Whether that's have one or not. And then I need to make that. This is John and I. But like make the decision of what we're doing and then actually plan it, whatever that means.
That's a good one.
Yes, I will help you.
Sounds like the hardest thing. I don't know why. I go back and forth so much. I'm like, yep, we're going to do this. And then I'm like, maybe we won't. And I'm like, oh, maybe we should do this. I'm like, maybe we won't. So I know that I want to be married though by like next year. And you have to plan this shit so far if you do some type of wedding. Mm-hmm. We're still looking at going
elope
destination.
Would you elope?
Yes, I thought about that too.
Okay,
and I'm like, maybe I should just go get married. Mm-hmm. Then I was watching Vanderpump Rules, and I was watching this one part of this episode where this woman gets married. It's the Mexico part.
Yes, mm-hmm.
But anyway, she ends up being married for like a year already, and I was like, oh my God, Paula? I should do that. No, no, Sheena.
Sheena.
Oh, oh Sheena. She got divorced?
Yeah, she... Oh, my God. Yeah, you don't even know. Yeah.
Oh,
she, so wait, from, she's with...
From Shay?
No, bro. Oh.
She's with a new guy.
Yeah.
Ah!
You'll see. You'll see. You'll
oh,
see.
My God. Okay.
Yeah.
Because one of the last things that I remember watching before I stopped watching was Shay's wedding. Or, sorry, Sheena's wedding with Shay.
Oh, they had that. Yeah, well, you'll see. Here are my outs now. So there's not as many, but some of them are boredom eating. Sometimes, especially when I'm here, I feel like we all do this. I'll get bored and I'll literally just go to the pantry and pick out some fucking crap and just
munch on it.
Like munch on it for literally, not even hungry. I'm literally just bored. And I feel like that's just not, again, going with the whole mindfulness thing. I feel like that's not very mindful and intentional. I'm just like, which, I mean, don't get me wrong. No judgment for people who like snack, because I'm like the biggest snacker and you do whatever you want. This is just my personal thing. I'm not judging anyone else who's doing whatever they're doing. But that's kind of my personal thing that I would like to work on. Doom scrolling. This is a big one.
Yeah.
Doom motherfucking scrolling, guys. Mm-hmm. I am such a bad habit of being on my phone and scrolling just to scroll. Like, it's not even like fun for me. I'm just doing it because I'm fully addicted to it. And I'll do it anytime that I have an extra second. If I'm microwaving something and it's like 2 minutes, I will get on my phone and scroll for those 2 minutes. Like, I can't bear to be without stimulation at all. And that's not great. That is not what I want to be doing. So I would really like to try to get the fuck off my phone, at least as much as I can.
So that it stays charged to the end of the day, because when we doesn't die at noon.
Right. And if I get off my phone, I can get on Peacock and watch more TV.
Yes.
I'll be replacing the doom scrolling with reality TV. No, but it's bad. I'm addicted to my phone. Ghosting text messages. I am so bad at this. I will ghost people for days. And I'll reply in my head, and then I just won't reply. Or I'll read it and be like, oh, okay, I need to reply to this at some point. And then I won't reply, and then it'll be days. And then in my head, I'm like, it's too late to reply now. You can't reply now. So then I'll just never reply, and then I feel guilty about it for months. So I need to try to stop ghosting people on text messages. My friends will text me something, and I just won't reply. And then someone will be like, hello. And I'm like, oh, hi, I'm here. Sorry. The other one is what-ifing forever. I play the what-if game with myself 24/7 of like playing out scenarios in my head of things I have literally no control over, or convincing myself something bad will happen when there is no reason to think that bad thing will happen. But in my head, I convince myself it will. And I just play the what-if game forever, and it drives me insane. So I would like to work on, again, being more mindful of like, yeah, that could happen, but like obsessing over it and playing the what if game is not going to make it less likely or more likely to happen. So what are you doing? Which I know is going to be really hard because I've done it my whole life, but you can always, you know, work on it. And then my last thing is comparison of like comparing myself to other people, comparing myself to people that I know in my life, comparing myself to people on social media, especially. They're doing this. Why am I not doing this? Well, I'm doing this. And why aren't they doing this? Like, they're at this stage in their life. Why am I not? So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Those are good. Those are really good.
But we'll see. You know, change is hard. You got to, like, put in the hard work in order to get the results. So, one day at a time.
Oh, hi, chicken. You're so handsome.
One day at a time. And, yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Mine are... I mean, I don't have that many. There's a lot of the same ones that you said.
Yeah, I feel like so many people have similar ones.
So starting with my ins, first one is like, it's really been driving me insane that I haven't done this. But just being more intentional with like all of my relationships, making that like the effort to make plans or to like follow through with plans, or you know, not just hiding out in my house. Thing.
Totally.
And then saving money is big. Just, you know, just in general, I guess. And then I really want to get out of my house more. Like, being active, like you kind of, like you said, like moving my body, you know, not being so like
sedentary.
Yes. But that's pretty much for like my ins.
I like those. Those are good.
My outs, first one is impulse buying, is online shopping is a major issue that I have. And I do it while I'm like up late.
Yeah.
And then I sometimes like forget about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh crap, why did I do that? And then also my next one would be staying up late. So getting to bed earlier.
Fair. So,
yep. More discipline.
More discipline. Yep. More structure.
Structure. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think those are good.
Yeah.
Good job, Sid. What about you, Kay?
Let's see. I would say like one of my biggest ones would be living with intention in general. Like Sydney said, just like having more, just, you know, being intentional in my decisions and my relationships and being just intentional in general, like not just doing things for the fuck of it.
Mm-hmm.
Investing in quality versus quantity.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just because, yeah. I mean, quality will always take you further than quantity.
Sure.
Relationships, fit, like material items, like yes. Overall just quality versus quantity. Sorry, these are my ins, by the way. Another one is being self-aware, just self-awareness in general, and like knowing when I am being too much, or knowing when I need to like just dial it back or dial it more. You know what I mean? Just like having that self-awareness.
Uh-huh. I like that.
Saying no is a big one for me, which it'll tie into one of my outs later. But just, again, just having that like self-discipline of if I can't commit to something, say no and that's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Mocktails. Mocktails,
fun.
Because I like, I mean, of course, like I enjoy drinking, but sometimes it's like not even like about the drink. It's just about like
having it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I completely get it.
And so like this last weekend, I had a friend over for dinner and we made, I was in my like wine glasses and it was cherry juice and sparkling water. And it gave us the same effect of wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. And like, it was like, it's good for you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so that's one of my big things.
Drinking a fun drink is like the only thing. Like when I get home from work, I don't care about having a drink, like an alcohol drink. I just want to have like a fun drink.
Something to drink, yeah.
I usually, because I only drink on the weekends, I usually will take a poppy.
Like probiotic.
Yeah, soda things or Olipops. And I'll just like pour it over glass in a nice like wine glass. And
yeah.
It gives the same effect.
It is. No, it really does. Reading versus scrolling. Reading instead of scrolling.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just because, again, doom scrolling is out for the year. Lentils are so good for you.
That's so random. I love it.
Just they're so high in fiber. They're just good for you all around. They're pretty low in calories.
Yeah.
They're really, really good for you.
Yes.
So I'm trying to incorporate lentils more in my diet.
Sleep.
Let's see. Honestly, probably my biggest one is planners, but not making them aesthetic. So I love, like, I'm very much like a pen and paper kind of person, and I love having like a physical planner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I get discouraged because I can't always make it look how I want. But that's not the point of a planner,
right?
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, make it messy. If it helps me, if it's gonna help me, it's gonna help me.
Yes.
I need to stop like being so hung up on it being pretty. You know what I mean?
That's such a thing, dude. I used to do that too, especially in college.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever heard of the Erin Condren planners?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
They're like, and then people would have like little tape and like little, like they would make
tabs,
a full like,
I have collage. My planner, like, and I was really proud of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but I was like obsessed with it. And then I would feel like shit if I didn't, because it takes a lot of time too, to like go in. It takes like hours with your little stickers and your shit. And it's like, then I would get sad.
When you don't do it one day and then
yes.
And it's like, yeah, I mean, if you can, that's great.
Right.
But if you can't, it's not the end of the world. And this is more so for myself because like, I'm just kind of weird about my planners. And like, if they don't, like back in college, I would rewrite my notes if I didn't have a pen that I had, that I needed.
Mm.
Or if I was missing like a color or whatever, I'd have to go back and rewrite my entire notes.
Oh,
and that would
take
me so long. And most of the times I wouldn't even like finish my notes.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or like I'd like in class, I would like stop because not stop, but like I wouldn't write as much because I didn't have like that certain pen or color or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my ins. My outs, overlapping plans and agreeing to more than I can provide to make people happy because no one's happy.
That's a good one.
and this is just like over, you know, like over, over promising or like just overbooking. You know what I mean? Like overbooking myself.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Men, almost all of them.
That's amazing.
Rotting in bed to avoid my obligations. I think rotting in bed is fine.
I do. That's to an extent, it can be good for you.
Yes.
But then it can also be like a crutch.
It is. And that's what I like. I'm trying to like avoid as much as just I can rot in bed, but I can't rot to avoid things that I need to do.
Totally.
Imposter syndrome.
Ooh.
I suffer with, I think a lot of us do.
Yes. Major.
Yes.
I was struggling with that really bad the last like few months.
Yeah. And I think.
Can you explain that?
It's the idea of like convincing yourself that you're an imposter at something. So like, for example, at your job, thinking I don't actually know how to do this.
Like, I'm not
faking
qualified.
It.
Yeah.
I'm not qualified for this. I'm faking it. And eventually they're going to find out I'm faking it.
Yes.
And I'm going to be exposed as like a fraud.
Ugh.
Or an imposter.
I so feel that sometimes.
Yeah. And I feel that with like almost like every aspect of my life. And it sucks, but trying to work on that this year.
Totally.
And then my last one is self-deprivation and self-sabotage. Because I, the way I grew up, like, if nothing bad is happening for a long period of time, I'm like, whoa, like, why is it so good? Like, this cookie's about to crumble. Like, what, like, when is it coming? I feel like that leads to self-sabotage for me. Mm. Like, I can't just be content in the good. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And self-deprivation, just like talking bad about yourself and, you know, calling myself ugly names or, you know what I mean? And I think that, I mean, we literally talk about it here all the time. Like, we do it a lot too.
Oh, we do.
And it's.
Dude, we do it a lot at work too, because I think we like all think it's funny.
Yeah. And it is to an extent.
Like, it's kind of funny, like when you. But then it's like not
that
funny.
We're saying it to each other.
No, no, no.
Right.
No,
we're usually saying it about ourselves.
We're saying it about ourselves, but then we'll all be like, like, we're not mean to each other, but we're like mean to ourselves, but then we like laugh about it.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. And that's what I mean. Like, just like that self, that negative self-talk.
Yeah.
I mean, it manifests. You know what I mean? Like,
it totally does.
We say it enough times, or I'm saying we, but I'm talking about myself. I say it enough times that I start believing those things.
Yeah.
Or making it true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost living in the negativity.
Yes.
You know?
No, it's so true.
I'm so guilty of that.
But I think also, I think society, but particularly like millennials and Gen Z, think it's like funny to self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like a quirky thing. Like, oh, I'm just such an whatever. And like talking shit about yourself. But it's like you cope with it through anxiety. But it's like clearly there's feelings there that's creating you to say that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you're like making a joke out of it, like there is truth behind what you're, or you think there's truth behind what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I said something bad about myself. My friend literally was like, no, you're not. And she's like, why are you saying that? I'm like, oh, I have a problem of calling myself stupid a lot. I'm like, God, I'm so stupid. Or, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, I'm an idiot. I didn't think. And I've even seen comments, people be like, dude, why do you say that about yourself? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. No,
but then if you called yourself stupid, I'd be like, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that. Like, it's easy to self-deprecate. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, it's cute and it's quirky and it's
yeah, but it's like not though. It's really not.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good ones, Kay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, yeah, let us know what yours are in the comments below. And yeah, I think we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break and then we'll be back with some topics. Okay, so for our next segment, Krelly is going to be joining us, because whenever I film episodes without Kendall, you guys always talk about how you wish that they would come down and sit with me. So
we're calling that today.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Have you ever sat here before?
Never. It feels really weird.
Does it?
Yeah. I don't, like, where do I look?
You can look anywhere.
Yeah. It's really weird seeing me like this and with so many lights.
The lights are.
They're jarring.
They're jarring. Dude, the lights make me yawn really bad.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because sometimes in the episode, I'll literally have to yawn and I'm not tired or bored. For some reason, these bright lights just like trigger this yawning sensation at me.
And I'm trying like not to look directly into the light, because I'm like looking up and I'm like looking directly into the light.
Well, that one, the ring light's really bright.
See, the ones that really get me are the two on the side with the little dots.
Yeah.
I
know.
But
they're a pain.
Yeah. No, this is different.
People are always like, God, your guys' skin looks so good. I'm like, it's the lighting.
It is the lighting. Thank you.
Thanks. It's the lighting. Okay. First topic to go over with Corelli. We're titling this the Stanley Cup Craze. And Corelli is modeling.
My Stanley Cup. I got it last year from Kendall for my birthday.
Beautiful. Do you love it?
She's good. She's fine. I do like my other Stanley better, the one with the handle.
Handle?
Well,
like the thingy on top?
Yeah, the thingy
on top. With the straw?
Yep. I don't know what it's called. I forgot what it's called.
They're like more of the hydro flask looking thing. Like the one Sydney has. Said, show yours. Hers is a hydro flask though, right?
Yeah, that's a hydro flask. But that's the Stanley that I like.
Uh-huh.
This is also like the old Stanley. So it doesn't have like any of the cool little like the new things. Like it doesn't have like the padding here. My straw leaks a lot. Or like if I tip it over, like it's definitely going to leak.
It's a leaker.
It's a leaker.
She's leaky.
Yeah. But here she is.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have our resident Stanley Stan here, who is Kendall. Because if you all know, Kendall stands as Stanley. She's got a whole collection of them.
Yeah.
But we still want to talk about this anyway, because this is...
It's actually really crazy.
It's actually really crazy. This is such an American...
The fact that people are going crazy over...
A cup.
A water receptacle.
A cup. Yeah. Yeah, this is wild. John actually told me this a few days ago. The company has been around for over 100 years. They're not new.
No.
And people, I think, don't know that or didn't maybe at first or something, but like they've been around for a long time. They've seen a $676 million increase in revenue from 2019 to 2023.
That's insane.
Because of those cups.
Because of these cups. And like their other cup is like a thermos.
Oh.
So like that's like their like flat. That was like their flag.
Oh.
What's that word?
That one. The one that made them famous? The thing that they're well known for?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what the term is.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. They had a 275% increase in sales in the... Is this a quencher?
Yes.
That's okay, in the cup quencher. Alone, just in 2022.
Okay, quick question, really fast.
Yes, ma'am.
So those styles of cups...
Yes.
...have... Because Stanley's been around for so long, but it was the cup that they decided to come out with, like a handheld cup.
Yes, the 40-ounce quencher came out in 2016.
But it didn't like gain traction.
No, not for a long time. Probably not until like 2020, 2019.
Yeah.
Is like when they started going crazy.
Yeah.
Also, don't look at my straw. She nasty.
Oh, your straw? No, yeah. I don't judge.
They look like the Bubba cups. There's like these cups called Bubba.
Oh, Bubba cups. I have one.
Yeah. I used to have one of those in college. But those, I don't know. I'm not sure what the big hype is.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I only use it because I have it, but I would not buy.
Oh.
I bought one for my mom for Christmas just as a gift.
Yeah.
Because she wanted it for work, or she wanted a cup for work. And I was like, the Stanley Cup. But I wouldn't buy this.
They're
like $50.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah. And they're heavy. And like, honestly, they're just like, they're just so heavy. It's like not even, it's like less than halfway full.
I had a knockoff one from Amazon for a little bit, and then I left it at the mall one day, and I never bought another one.
I was wondering where it was.
I went to the Apple store to get my computer fixed, and then I came back and I was like, where the fuck did it go? I think it's at the Apple store. So rest in peace to her. Yeah. Anyways, it's wild though. So people are obviously popping off. Now, also, I'm sure most people are aware of what water talk is.
And that's a big reason why they gained so much traction was because of water talk.
Water talk. I found myself on water talk a few months back. It's basically this side of TikTok where people will fill their cups. Most of the time it's Stanley. Sometimes people have other brands too with, you guessed it, water. And then they will use like tons of different flavor, like Skittles flavor packets and like candy flavor. They basically make like candy flavored water.
Mm-hmm. And these syrups, like the coffee syrups.
To make like different water concoctions. And I think it's supposed to like help with your water intake.
I have an issue with that though, because it's like, I mean, yes, there's zero sugar and yes, but
yeah,
like
all the... There's no calories and sugar in it.
So right. Say it's like, but it's all artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like you're drinking water.
I think the overall thing is like, if you... Like, yeah, it's probably not as good for you as drinking regular water, but you wouldn't have drank in that amount of water without those.
I see.
I guess. I don't know.
Or, you know what? Just clip your nose, drink some water, and just, you know, do that like 3 times a day.
Clip your nose.
I mean, because I don't know, because I know some people get like grossed out by water. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't
get grossed out. Sometimes I get bored. I have crystallized lemon that I put in my water, like those like Simply Lemon.
Those are great.
I think they're just like literally crystallized lemon. They have like lime
and shit. Dehydrated lemon.
Yeah.
And it's that's actually really, really good.
Because I used to use, I've drank water or lemon in my water forever. I used to just buy like big bags of lemons and then squeeze them in my water, which sometimes I'll still do. But
True Lemon.
True Lemon. Yeah, that's what I use. But anyways, I mean, the cups have gone absolutely viral. Also, I think it's because of TikTok. Everything that goes viral, I feel like originates from TikTok.
100%.
Okay, so this is another reason. This was wild that these are so popular, is because there was actually a video of this car that was on fire and like was burnt to shit. And the Stanley Cup inside of it still had ice in it.
It was completely fine. Like,
completely fine. Yeah, okay, let's watch the video of that. There's ice in it.
Fire yesterday still has ice in it.
Do you think that's real?
I think it is.
Or do you think burnt in the car?
And then after that video, it went viral, and Stanley bought them a new car.
Oh, shit.
So we don't know what caused it. It just happened. And
this is the car.
After the fire department left.
That's so scary.
Love to talk about. We were at the junkyard the next day trying to get stuff out of the car. I went to go pull the Stanley out of the cup holder and noticed it still had ice in it. Everybody's so concerned about if the Stanley...
That's so scary.
But what about the milk? It's a fire yesterday. It still has ice in it.
You hear that? Stanley really be doing the most.
So, okay. So I'm going to set my car on fire, put my Stanley in there.
Test it.
And test it.
We need to do some stress tests.
We need a stress test.
Throw that bitch in the toaster oven in the kitchen and see if it survives.
I think she will.
Get a flame torch. Anyways, okay, so the real reason, though, that we're talking about this is because recently people have been going absolutely fucking feral for the new limited edition cups at Target. They came out with a Galentine collection. They were available in pink and red. And the demand was so high that they sold out almost immediately online and in stores. Some waited up to 6 hours in line to get a cup.
Crazy. So people showed up at like one in the morning, three in the morning to stand in line at Target for a cup.
Now, I just said I'm going to stop being judgmental. So
I'm judging.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I feel like I can. I have Stanley privileges.
So you can judge because you're Stanley, but you're like part of the.
So that's why I can judge. It's because I'm part of the clan, so I can judge. The Stanley clan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's watch a little video of the crowd rushing. This is like it's giving toilet paper back when COVID started. Or a cup. They're not even that cute. No offense to these colors. They're red and pink. There's nothing that exciting about them.
They can only get super guests.
Are they all out? Less than 4 minutes. People were even fighting, literally brawling to get their hands on these damn cups. People were getting arrested.
Citizens arrest.
Okay, still.
You guys, this is insane. Look at this dupe, stupid. Get him. Stop him.
He's trying to steal a cup?
He has a box of cups.
I didn't touch him. Stop her. She tried to grab my bag, you guys. Look at this. This is insane. Look at this. He is insane.
They're on TikTok Live.
Look at this. Yeah.
He still has it in his hand, though.
Good.
No, it's okay. We're
going to
call law enforcement.
He
stole it.
Wow, you guys. Look at that.
Dude.
Was that not insane? Be aware. Be aware. Be aware. He just stole that cup.
Be aware.
And beat up security.
Keep an eye out for the Stanley Stealer. It's become such a, like, it's all about the brand. Like,
right.
I feel like if you have a knockoff, you're a loser.
That's how you felt, huh?
with my freaking Amazon cup. Simply Home or whatever it was called. I don't know.
Simply Not Stanley.
Simply Not Stanley. I liked my cup. It was fine. It's kind of bulky, cute. Though.
Oh, dude, these are so bulky. Honestly,
those are more
way
bulky.
Too much, dude. Like, honestly.
Does it fit in your cup holder?
Yes.
That's good, at least.
And that is the one, that is the main selling point about these cups, is they will fit in your cup holder. Hydro Flask doesn't.
Oh my yeah, god, does. Rude.
Ooh. Mine fits in my cup holder. And I got a fat one.
It fits in your cup holder?
Yeah, and I can drink it up at night, like when I'm laying in bed.
Tell them about how you drink it like a baby.
Oh yeah, so I get really thirsty in the middle of the night, and so I usually have this like right by my head, and there's been times where literally I've hit my head on it and I'm like,
dude.
But yeah, it's like my baby bottle of water. She
drinks it while she's laying down sleeping.
That's what I do with my other one, with my other Stanley. I literally have it. Like, I hold it. Like, I hold it sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like an emotional support water bottle.
It is exactly that.
I understand the emotional support water bottle.
Where's yours? Your white one.
It's in my house. I just have to clean it, and I got lazy. It's just been sitting there. I don't know. Yeah, I need to get it back out.
But no, it's crazy how these cups have become like a symbol for like classism. You know what I mean? Like,
no, they really have.
Like, it's like, if you don't have one, then what are you doing?
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Either you have a Stanley or you're a knockoff loser bitch.
Yeah.
It's like having Ugg boots or having bear claws. Fucking cringe.
I think
I have bear claws on my feet right now. Yeah,
and I have Uggs on my feet.
Ooh, and you have a Stanley. Oh my God, Crelly. Oh my God.
Wow. I'm the 1%.
You need a juicy pair of juicy sweatpants.
Dude, the juicy yes. suits?
Are those coming back? Or did those already have like their resurgence?
I think they're back.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they already came back.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do a whole tracksuit, honestly.
Ew, I feel like I would
actually look like a sausage.
Remember what we just talked about?
I know, but like, I'm just saying.
I used to have a pink juicy sweatsuit, velour, and I used to wear it with my Uggs in high school.
Oh, hell yeah.
And like, kind of like, the pants would be kind of in and out.
Yes.
And then
yeah.
I thought it was so cool that when I went to college, I would wear the matching sweatsuit. It was bright pink. And I
you cannot
am
miss
so
it,
embarrassed that I would thought that was so cool. Like, I was stinging like a sore thumb.
But you probably looked so cute, though.
Yeah, you probably did. I never... Did you just say juicy on the butt?
Yes, and on the back.
Okay, that's another thing, too, is my butt's not juicy enough to have, like, juicy on it.
And it had a J. That's how you know the real... It's a J, like,
yeah, there's J zipper.
Yeah,
because I had a knockoff juicy thing from like Walmart or something. So my parents were like, "We're not. That is a joke. We're not buying you that." And I would try and wear it, but people would be like, "It's not real. Your zipper's fake." I did have real Uggs though, so
I've never had a pair of Uggs.
Big flex. So. What do you do?
No, I do. I got for $15.
Dude, have you seen the whole Ugg thing though?
No,
there's like this whole scandal now,
huh,
on TikTok or just in general where Ugg is like bullshit now, and everyone's like complaining about how they're terrible quality, and you have to get it from Ugg Australia. Like, there's like two different brands that people don't know that.
I wonder if it's like Doc Martens. Doc Martens has like their UK brand, which they come directly from the UK, and I think they're like hand built.
Oh,
and then they have like
shit.
Yeah, and then they have like their
ones. I've got American Doc Martens.
Me too.
Awkward.
Mm. Yeah.
I love them.
Me too. They're cute. They're fun.
Really cute. It's all about the fucking brands, okay?
Yeah, no, it's awful. Also, speaking of the brands and, like, classism, have you seen, like, all the kids, like, the 10-year-olds who are obsessed with fucking Drunk Elephant?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, we need to talk about this.
The face brand?
Have you seen... It's like Sephora Kids.
Yes, it's the Sephora Kids. There's no more Claire Kids.
What are we, Sephora Kids?
Remember when we were like 11, we would go to Claire's?
Yeah.
And like spend our money.
Yeah.
And like buy a little like palette, like make a palette that look like phone cases and shit.
Yeah.
No, now it's kids that are like 11 going to Sephora and buying skincare, like retinol.
Yes.
Skincare.
How do they afford that?
That's what I'm fucking saying.
Like, I had like 20 bucks to go to the mall.
Right. Dude, same. Drunk Elephant is like $80
for
a moisturizer.
I've never tried Drunk Elephant. I've heard it's not good for your skin.
No, I've used like trial size, and I was never really impressed.
No, it messed up my skin. It made my skin really dry.
But yeah, these chicks will go into
These children.
Sorry, yeah, I don't know why I said these children. They're literally like 9 and 10 years old.
Yes.
11.
They do not need to be using.
They go
retinoid.
Into Sephora and they literally like will fight full on adults for them.
Yeah, no, I saw this one TikTok where like she was talking. She's like, I just got owned by a 9-year-old.
I think I saw the same one.
She's like,
she had two Drunk Elephant products in her hand, and I asked her if I can have one, and she said, I will if you give me your Gucci ring.
Yes! I saw that one!
And I'm like, dude, these kids are, like, built different.
It's because their parents are... It's not the kids' fault.
I'm kidding.
No, it's literally bad parenting 101.
You
are raising spoiled brat children. And not only that, but they go into the store.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, completely destroy all of the display items.
Oh, yeah. Look, that's insane.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Like the tester?
Yes.
Yeah, they literally will make Drunk Elephant smoothies, they call them, where they...
Dude, my cousin's
put a bunch of
daughter
products together.
She was like asking her, she's like, oh, can I get the Drunk Elephant, the polypeptide cream? And my cousin, she's like, I'm not spending $80. She's like, I won't even spend $80 on myself. So she's like, no, I'm not going to get you an $80 fucking
peptide cream.
You're 8 years old. You don't need, you have no wrinkles.
Also, you shouldn't be using, like, a lot of this shit has retinol in it.
Yeah. Not until you're like, what, 20, you should in not your mid-20s?
You should not be using retinol when you're a kid, because it can just dry your skin up and cause problems in the future.
Yeah.
So now Stanley's reselling their cups for like $100 on resale. $100.
What do you mean on resale?
Like
StockX?
Like third party sites. Like people who go buy them and then resell them.
You know people do that with shoes? Like they'll like buy a bunch of shoes and like they'll resell them on like
concert tickets.
Yeah.
Like when hand sanitizer was being...
Was it?
Yeah, like it would cost so much money to buy it because people were...
Oh, yeah, people were like reselling it.
Yeah.
For like, super inflated.
It's like $80 one time.
Yeah.
I was like, what the?
When I was researching this, Vice made an article where they're talking about like one listing on StockX was made for $29,000. But I went back and I couldn't find it and I don't...
Yeah.
I think somebody was just trying to like pull a fast one.
Mm.
But yeah, the fact that these are literally being sold for like over $100.
Or a cup. And people are fighting. Literally brawling.
Literally.
In Target. For a cup.
If this cup was magical, yeah, maybe. If it was magical, if it could turn my water to wine, I'd spend $50 on it.
You pour water in, you get margaritas out?
Yeah.
Sure. I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But they got some competition. Like Owala, have you heard of that?
I've thought about getting an Owala bottle.
Oh, really?
I've never heard of them.
It's like another type of water bottle.
Yeah. It has a straw and you can sip.
But they're like fun colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're like tri-colored.
Oh.
They're cute.
Mm-hmm. Let me know. Would you go fight someone for Stanley? I would honestly like to see it. I'd honestly be down to see it.
Me too.
I would love to see someone fight for a cup.
Me too.
I'd whip my phone out. It'd be hilarious.
It's giving like 2007 Black Friday deals at Walmart.
All right, we're going to go ahead and switch places now. Sid's going to come up for the next story.
Yep. All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Corelli, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You were wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Until next time.
Respect.
Respect back.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. So now we have Miss Sydney joining us. Welcome, Sydney.
Hello. What's up?
Don't act too excited now. Is this your first time at the table?
No, I actually have been up here a little bit.
Right.
Maybe like 2 times.
Okay, well, yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
we
me.
We have one last topic for this week, and it's an update from a story that we've been covering for a few months now. It's about the Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt ongoing case, the 8 Passengers vlog channel family. Little recap, back in September, Ruby and Jody were both charged with 6 counts of aggravated child abuse after Ruby's son escaped Jody's home and ran to a neighbor's house to ask for help. And he was found in very bad condition, had a lot of injuries. And after that, it all came out that all of the children had been badly abused. Now, I don't want to say it all came out because people were speculating for a long time, especially just like, I mean, even her YouTube videos were very, very questionable. She would take her kid's bed away. One of her sons didn't have a bed for months. One of her youngest kids, who was like in first grade, didn't pack their own lunch and then had no lunch. It was kindergarten?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. So the teacher called Ruby, and was like, hey, your kid didn't have lunch today. Can you please bring a lunch? And she was like, no. Like, they should have learned to pack their own lunch. So just bad things. Also, this one time, 2 of her kids were eating pineapples downstairs while watching TV while she was upstairs. And I guess she told them, like, do not eat any snacks while I'm, you know, while
she's,
I'm
like,
upstairs.
Taking a nap or something.
Yeah, she's taking a nap. And the kids were hungry, so they got themselves a snack, and they had pineapple juice spilled on the ground, and it was sticky, and she apparently, like, freaked out after that and just, yeah. She's been doing horrible things to her kids for a long time, but it's really been exposed at just how horrific it is, which, by the way, we are going to talk about it. So if that's triggering to you, I'd probably just go ahead and skip or come back, you know, next week. But we still wanted to update it because it is ongoing, and obviously we have been talking about it. So Ruby's court hearing was on December 18th and Jody's was on December 27th, and both pled guilty to 4 of the 6 charges of aggravated child abuse, and both are scheduled for sentencing on February 20th. So Ruby pled guilty to 4 second-degree felony counts of aggravated child abuse. She was originally charged with 6, but 2 were dropped as part of a plea deal, which also included that she would testify against Jody. Now, if you don't know who Jody is her business partner, yeah. She claims.
Mentor kind of thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jody had this, like, program where she would sell people courses having to do with, like, parenting your child and how to get a child who respects you and whatever. Yeah. And Frankie was kind of, yeah, you, like, she looked at Jody as kind of her mentor and business partner.
And then they had a YouTube channel where mm-hmm. they were, like, doing it together.
Yes. Yeah.
Connections.
And Jody is actually was a licensed counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really concerning and sick. But anyways, back to this court date. In the agreement, Ruby admitted that, quote, she intentionally or knowingly helped inflict serious physical injuries on her 2 youngest children from May 22nd to August 30th. And Ruby's daughter was 9 years old when the abuse started, and her son was 11. The plea agreement described the physical torture against both of the children. This is so fucked, but Ruby was forcing her son's head underwater. She also suffocated him with her hands and kicked him while wearing boots. And there's a direct quote from the agreement saying, after Ruby's son tried to run away in July, his hands and feet were regularly bound, sometimes with handcuffs, and at times ropes were used to tie together handcuffs that secured his hands and feet as he lay on his stomach, lifting his arms and legs off of the ground and injuring his wrists and ankles. When the handcuffs cut into his skin and injured his hands and wrist, those injuries were treated with homeopathic remedies and covered with duct tape, and the bindings were replaced on top of the duct tape. So put back on. And also she would treat some of her kids' wounds with, like, cayenne pepper.
Yeah, that was the homeopathic remedy was right. Cayenne pepper and honey.
The agreement also included that the 2 children were isolated from others, forced to do physical tasks, forced to stay outside, and they were denied food and water. The children were also told that they are evil and possessed and that their punishments were necessary for them to repent.
And they believe that. Like,
of course.
Many articles, like, the children truly, like, especially the daughter.
When you're that young and your parents are telling you this, like, I would probably believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then she did say she did these things. Like, she told the kids, I'm doing this out of love.
Right. That was always what it was like, this is for your own good. This is to teach you a lesson. This is because we love you. This is because we want you to be better, blah, blah, blah. Ruby admitted to similarly physically abusing her daughter by forcing her to work outside, run barefoot on dirt roads, and denied her, once again, food and water. According to the agreement, quote, her daughter's feet had been repeatedly injured and the wounds were evident by scabs, blisters, and peeling skin. She, too, had been repeatedly sunburned. Now, something to note here, Ruby's attorney made a formal statement regarding the status of the case and also included that Jody isolated Ruby and that she was being subjected to a distorted sense of, like, morality shaped by Jody. So basically saying that the reason why Jody or that Ruby was acting this way is because of the bad influence that Jody had on Ruby.
Right, right.
Which I'm calling major bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, she's an adult.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, perhaps maybe she was, you know, reiterating your bad behavior and was right. Like supporting it, which made her think like, oh, I'm doing the right thing. But at the end of the day, like, you're the one that fucking abused your kids. Mm-hmm. You evil piece of shit.
Well, like, the weird thing is they both did it. And I can see how, you know, she's being isolated by Jody, but at the same time, she was doing this before.
Right.
Jody.
Right.
Maybe not as extreme, mm-hmm. but
Yeah. No, it's horrific. So actually, their attorney tweeted out a full statement saying, our client is working with the prosecutor's office and anticipates resolving this matter quickly by entering a plea agreement with the court on Monday, December 18th. That already happened. Ruby Frankie is a devoted mother and is also a woman committed to constant improvement. Initially, Ms. Frankie believed that Jody Hildebrandt had the insight to offer a path to continual improvement. And Ms. Hildebrandt took advantage of this quest and twisted it into something heinous.
And these are just more of like how she was isolated.
Yeah, they basically, she was isolated from her extended family, other older children, her husband, who's Kevin, who they've filed for, he's filed for divorce a while back. But basically blaming Jody on this whole thing, saying that it's because of Jody that Frankie abused her kids, which is just absurd. So now we get into Jody's hearing, which, like we said, was on December 27th, so a little bit after Ruby's. And she also pled guilty to 4 of 6 counts of child abuse. In the plea agreement, she admitted to, quote, knowingly inflicting and allowing another adult to inflict serious physical injuries upon 2 young children living at her home. As we previously mentioned, during outdoor work, Ruby's 9-year-old daughter sustained injuries and burns to her feet while walking barefoot. And Hildebrandt also, quote, either physically forced or coerced the daughter to jump into a cactus.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Like, and it does, like, people have said with Jody, and we'll get into it a little bit more, but this isn't her first go around, and she's extremely, like, not influential. She's extremely pushy about
manipulative
things. Yeah, manipulative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Since Jody and Ruby's allegations came out in August, Jody's niece, Jessie, also was abused by Jody, has come out and shared her experience with Jody and her thoughts on the charges against her aunt. So here are a few clips from that interview. Let's go ahead and watch.
And your aunt has admitted to some heinous acts of abuse against children. Have you been shocked to see any of this?
Shocked, no.
It's a cap on
I you. Went through very, very similar experiences when I was 16 years old, when I was left under her care. And the similarities are hard to listen to. This has been a pattern of hers, you know, for 15 years, at least, if not longer. I can't speak to what she did before me, but this is not new. It's hard to quantify and everything that happened, because it was not just physical abuse, but it was emotional and severe spiritual abuse as well, because of the culture that already exists within the Mormon church. She took advantage, and there was being duct taped and starved and being emotionally isolated and tortured, being forced to sleep outside in the snow, telling my family that it was because she was afraid that I was going to murder her in her sleep, telling me that Satan was working through me. And all the while, I believed what she was telling me. She believed then, and I'm certain she believes now, that this delusional idea that God is literally working through her, and that she used idea and...
Dude, the whole idea of like, oh, God's working through me. Then why are you being a fucking psycho?
Right.
Like,
you're evil.
That's God's work?
Yeah,
for
that makes
you?
No sense. Yeah.
That makes you look worse.
And I guess in like not her defense, because I'm not defending anything that any disgusting thing that she did, but in her like twisted mindset, it's like these things are caught, like she's doing this to make the kids repent, to get them into heaven. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how you're so distorted. If that's how you really, if that's like your reality, you're
so
distorted.
That is so scary. And so many people experience that type of religious abuse, spiritual abuse, where it's like the whole idea of like fear God, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's.
I'm not saying everyone who's religious, you know, thinks this way or acts this way. And that's not what I'm saying. But like so many people go through like, oh, I have the fear of God in me. Or, oh, I live my life as a God-fearing person.
Oh, yeah. That's insane. Yeah, that's like a, those are multiple sayings that people like will, I don't know,
live
bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah. But to me, it's so twisted. I'm like, God wants you to be afraid. Right. And also now you're using that excuse to abuse your kids. You sick, sick human.
How would you, like, how is having them run barefoot on a dirt road
right
going to repent them?
Right.
Or have, like.
Like, what is it? It's supposed to, like, make them realize how good they have it and then follow Christ more? If I were a kid going through this, I'd be like, so God wants me to suffer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make me want to follow God. That would make me want to leave God. But I guess the whole idea is, like, will you put the fear of God in them because they're afraid to leave because they don't want to go to hell?
Right.
And I don't know. Like, it's so bizarre to me, like, having that, like, I mean, it's so backwards. Like,
it's so backwards.
Like, I mean, I'm not religious, but I thought the whole thing of God was like loving and everything right. is good. And like, you know what I mean? Like, he does things
God loves
for
you. No matter
God
what.
Loves you. And it's so crazy to me that the fact that like, if you just ask God for forgiveness, no matter what you've done in this world, yeah, there's rapists, there's murderers up there with best people in the world. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if that's really that, like, that logic, it's like, I guess, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird.
You know what I was thinking is, and I would probably need to fact check this, but her niece talks about, like, Mormonism. And obviously, it's not all like that, I'm not saying, but that show, The Duggar.
Yeah.
That documentary.
They're not Mormon. They're IBLP. But they're just like.
The way that this lady is, like, treating those kids yeah. kind of gives me that
it
vibe.
It kind of does. Because the whole, like that.
Like earning your.
Mm-hmm, documentary was the IBLP way is very much so like teaching your kids to.
I know there's like a.
Obey authority no matter what.
Yeah. The IBLP is, it stands for Institute of Basic Life Principles.
Yeah. So it's all about learning to respect your authority, respect your elders. There's like an umbrella, and the very top of the umbrella is God. Then it's
man.
Then it's woman. Then it's children. And I think a lot of religion in general, even outside of Christianity, is like, I think a lot of people sadly use it as a way to manipulate people and scare people into believing it.
But I do see what you mean, Sydney. I think there is like a lot of overlap.
It seems like it. Yeah.
And I think it's just, you know, they're instilling fear in them to mm-hmm.
right.
You know what I mean? I think it's all very like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of overlaps. And there's just a lot of overlaps in all religion in general, like mm-hmm. you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, we can keep watching.
She believed that she had these dreams to rationalize all of the mistreatment that she put me through. If someone at church came up to me to speak to me, I wasn't allowed to speak to them. She has pulled me up, like kicked my knees out from underneath me and pulled me upstairs, dragged me downstairs. She tied me up in a car and made me lay down on the ground and drove me into the mountains and made me run for hours and hours and hours.
Oh, she's so scary.
Sorry. This has been a hearing the list of what she did to these children right before his. I haven't been as involved in listening to this trial because it's very difficult to have it reflected back to me. I went to the cops and they did nothing. She was forcing me to run for hours and hours and hours because her philosophy that she stood by was this idea, this obsession with confession, that if I would just confess to my sins, that I would be getting better. And because I was getting worse emotionally, that it was obviously that I wasn't confessing to everything. And her idea was that she was going to make it so uncomfortable that it would force the sin out, which is just torture. This statement that her lawyer put out was a joke. This idea that she now just conveniently wants these children to heal.
Yeah.
I don't think to say what Ruby has said, that Jody has manipulated her and everything. Ruby is complicit and responsible for her children. And I do not want to take that away. Jody is one of the most powerful people I've ever experienced in my entire life. And I dare say she's probably one of the most powerful people that anyone could experience.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, so Jesse, I do want to ask, you know, Frankie blames your aunt for isolating her, for corrupting her morality. Do you believe that? Do you believe those claims?
I can't speak to how deeply that goes, because I know that Ruby has been in the public eye with her YouTube channel for a very long time. And I would say that the way that she is, from what I understand and what I've seen, the way that she has handled her children has been concerning for a while. She's still responsible for the choices that she made. And I think both things can be true. I think Jody has a lot of influence and a lot of power that people cannot understand unless they've experienced it.
Also, I'm thinking, like, what could these kids have done? How could they have sinned so bad as children to warrant this kind of, like, mistreatment, like making them, starving them mm-hmm. to make them repent, or making them sleep outside in the snow? Like, what did they do
to make them they deserve that to begin with?
Right. And it's like their entire perception of the world is, you know, like, if I'm not loved unless I'm getting abused.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, how
they're good. Me experiencing this abuse is because they love me.
Right.
That is so wrong. And the two older kids, they experienced it more, or experienced it with the YouTube. More right. So, because they were, you know, in a lot of those episodes. But yeah, these poor two, like her youngest two, just totally.
It's horrific. I hope they go to jail for a long time.
I hope they burn in hell for eternity, to be honest. Because, like, honestly, like, I just don't understand, like, if their thought process is, I'm hurting my kids to make them repent, what am I getting? Like, what does that mean for me? Like, how am I repenting? How am I going to repent? You're repenting because you're confessing? You're not confessing to anything, though. I mean, and this is, like, obvious in the fucking court trial, like, at the beginning. Yeah. And they were like, no, that didn't happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were completely... Yeah. So it's like, you're a fucking hypocrite. Yeah. You're a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. You're a piece of shit. You do not deserve to have children.
I know, it's terrible. Period. No, it's so true.
Well, I think, too, since they both offered a plea agreement and they were, like, accepted.
Yeah.
Now they're just going to go, like, on in February and pretty much be given a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, I don't know.
Do you guys feel like justice do you guys think that justice is working for the kids, or what do you guys feel about it?
I mean, I think it will show more when we know what the sentence is. Mm-hmm. I hope it's a long time, but I also don't think that just because your abuser is now being sentenced that all of a sudden it's like, oh, justice was served, everything. Now we're good.
Yeah,
like those kids are gonna be affected by this for a long time, and
there's a lot of work
in their whole life, and there's a lot of work to be done. I mean, look at Jody's niece.
Yeah,
the fact that she, you know, just talking about what she went through, which sounds horrific.
It was, you can tell it was, like, obviously triggering to her.
And, right.
Yeah.
And I think they have a lot of work to do, sadly. And I think it makes it even worse that they are in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is bad enough as it is, but now you have I know, like, the videos of them, you know, being held underwater and stuff aren't online, or not the videos, the scenarios of them aren't
recorded
and being put online. But a lot of very questionable and uncomfortable things have been put out online. So now you have to deal with the public scrutiny and their opinion, and just knowing, and the embarrassment of knowing that so much of this crap is now put out there.
And, you know, like, there's going to be those people that are like Jody and like Ruby who are going to still put the blame on the kids.
Yeah,
you know
probably.
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just disgusting.
It's so sad.
I really hope they go to jail for a long time. I'm really curious what the whole situation is with Kevin, though.
Me too, dude. Honestly, I am so sus of him. Like, I don't know. I'm just so sus with him. Because it's like, how do you not know?
Right.
His kids were, like, during all that time?
Like, I don't want to be like, because again, as far as I'm aware, there's nothing out in the public right now that's pointing towards him also being involved in it. So I don't want to like falsely accuse him, but it's just very confusing to me. Like you said, like you had no idea this was going on.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there is some culpability though. Like at the end of the day, your job as a parent is to protect your children, and you both failed at that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he knew or didn't know, you're still culpable for not making sure your kids were not to make for making sure your kids were harmed or
like,
were safe.
You know how do you not know that though?
I swear he had to have known because it's like where
were you?
Where were you after her son was held underwater? Where were you when they were forced to run through the dirt and were starved and
thrown in cactuses
and thrown in like.
From May to August was like when it was really bad.
That's 3 months.
It's not just emotional trauma. It's physical.
Spiritual, physical, everything.
So it's like there's literally like proof on their bodies that this happened. Did he just not notice that? I don't know.
I wonder if he was like wasn't around or whatnot. Because it seemed like, and again, I don't know for sure, but it seemed like Ruby was staying at Jody's because her kids were at Jody's.
Right.
And they
seemed like they were together quite often.
Well, also, two of the kids were with Jody, right? So the other
three, four,
whatever, how many other passengers there are, they were probably with the dad, right?
I don't know.
I mean, who knows? Yeah, I'm speculating. Assume?
Well, the oldest sister
they
left.
Moved, yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are moved out already.
But I don't know, dude. Like, you didn't see your kids for 3 months. Like, that's just highly sus to me.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or whatever it may be. I don't know. There's just like so many things that aren't adding up. And I'm wondering if he's gonna take the stand and testify against them.
I don't think there's anything there. They took a plea agreement now. They're just being sentenced.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's nothing. There's no like, are you guilty or not? They basically admitted to guilt to some degree. And now they're being sentenced.
And that's so fucked up because they got off easier with the plea agreement than they would have if they had gone to trial. Because like there's so much evidence against them.
Right.
That, I mean...
That's
on their part, on their part, it's smart for them to take the plea.
I'm sure their lawyers were like, dude, fucking take this because
otherwise
this is going to get really bad.
Especially with Jody, like her, I don't think we saw that part, but her niece was like, there's so much on her.
Yeah.
Like,
sure is.
If she's been doing this for that long, like, there's so much on her that they would have,
Another reason why they probably took the plea agreement is because if they went to trial, they would have to have like all their testifying stuff, right? So all their dirty laundry would come out and it would be public.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Honestly, for the sake of the kids as well, like I guess that's like a silver lining.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you look at it. You could look at it both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's disgusting. Despicable. Anyways, we'll keep you guys updated. If there's anything else that happens, I mean, obviously in February there will be.
Yeah.
And then I hope, honestly, that's the end of that. And there's nothing else that come out and these poor kids can start to heal.
Yeah.
So that's it. Thanks, Sid, for joining me in the hot seat.
No you did problem. Great. Thank you.
Excellent work.
Appreciate it.
Your hair looks amazing. Sydney thinks her hair looks bad.
Dude, Sydney has some of the best hair I've ever
seen. I'm like, literally, what are you talking? It looks so good all the time.
Thank you.
Dude, like literally,
I feel like I do the same thing every day.
But. Same.
But even up in a bun, dude, like it looks so good. Like I have a flat head and a bun, and your head looks really great.
Do you have a good head shape?
You have a good head shape.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh my God. Okay. That's going to be it for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for starting the new year off with us. We're really excited about 2024. I think we're going to have some great things coming. And that's it. If there's anything specific you want us to talk about next week, leave it in the comments or tweet us at @_sesh_podcast. I think we still have a few hoodies.
I think a few.
Like
not many.
Tiny amount. So if for some reason you are wanting one, you can check the sesh.shop. Mm-hmm. And see if there's any in there. I think we still have a few, but yeah. Once they're gone, they'll be gone for good. So that's it. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.
Oh, good job, guys.
That was cute.
That was.